Timing and preparation. I'm often asked what I think about masters who have been initiated in a weekend along with first and second degree. This is my response. One of the underlying processes in this practice of Usui Shiki Ryoho has to do with the concept of time and timing. We grew up in an environment where being on time was very important. Yet we never even asked ourselves, what's my timing? Whenever I made an appointment, I usually made it in relationship with someone else. Often, I listened to the other person's timing and then said yes without considering my own. As I began my own Reiki practice, I tried to figure out, what is 3 to 5 minutes for each position? How much time is this? What happens if my hands just simply get stuck on one position and I can't move? Is this okay? Slowly but surely, I gave myself permission to listen to my own timing. Now this is natural for me to do when giving a treatment. Then I took this awareness of timing and tried to integrate it into the rest of my life. Now, when I make an appointment, I look to myself and ask, what is my timing? What is my process about? How much time do I need for this process? These are important questions to ask. Sometimes I simply guess, and sometimes the time I've set aside is too long or too short, but at least I am asking myself the questions. Another theme under this process of timing is brought to us by our society. It seems the priority for world society these days is as fast as possible is better. We have instant communication now. Things that happen in one part of the world are seen in every other part of the world instantaneously. It's a theory in the New Age movement that our timing is accelerating. I don't know if this is true, but it is in our minds. I hear a lot of Reiki students ask, how do I keep up? Don't I have to go faster? And always my feeling has been, no, you don't. I shall try to explain. I see that I am a natural being. In my experience of the natural world, plants still grow at the same rate. We plant the seed, it takes a certain time and right conditions for this plant to begin to sprout and grow. Some people might say, well, what about fertilizers and cloning and genetic modification? These are also possible in the modern world. But I see, taste, and feel that this kind of intervention by mankind interferes so much with the natural process that we lose a great deal of the benefit. This is not why we do Reiki. I practice Reiki because I want to find a certain part of myself and nourish it in its natural state. It's important to know that we have all the time we need. It seems slow and sometimes we're impatient, but there is preparation process for each step of development. We only have to watch children to understand this. I feel it is important as adults that we give ourselves the possibility of our own developmental stages. The 3 steps of studentship are first degree, second degree, and master. These give us the possibility of exploring ourselves in very specific ways. For each of these levels of initiation, it is best to be prepared. And the basis of preparation is experience. People ask, what should be the timing between first and second degree? I tell my first degree students, you don't need first degree. What you have is enough. But if you feel a calling, then just stay with it until it is your time. They ask me for a minimum time, and I have always said 3 months, because in my experience, most of the students who wait 3 months realize that they need to wait a lot longer. And this is my point. I recommend that you wait years. The longer you wait between first and second degree, the more rich your initiation will be in the second degree. Not because it's stronger or you're more holy, but because you will be prepared. You will understand the process of yourself with this energy of Reiki, and you will be confident of your practice. You will take this confidence into your next step of development. The next question is, what about the timing between second degree and master? Again, I say, wait as long as you can, and I hope that it's years. In the beginning, I suggested a year, then I said 3 years, and now I think that maybe I should say 20. This does not come from a place of wanting to withhold something from you. It comes from a place of observation. Masters who are initiated before they are prepared, before they really understand the commitment they are making, and before they are able to understand the system, end up being confused and feel betrayed because what they got is not at all what they expected. I think this feeling, we never expected what we got, is true for most Reiki masters. But another degree of this experience comes up when masters accept the initiation without preparation. Of course, anyone can accept an initiation in whatever timing they choose. But what I want for you is preparation, so that you can fully accept this initiation and that it comes in your own timing. This is an established part of Usuishiki Ryoho. Having a master's initiation in a weekend with someone you don't know is not a part of the system. Because of these principles of preparation, the practice of being initiated in all three levels in a weekend is not imaginable to me. The people who are initiated during a weekend usually create their own preparation between each stage of their practice. This shows me that preparation is a natural part of learning and development. The more interesting question on this topic is it possible to become a master in this way? In short, I don't know. In this practice, we have the challenge of being called masters as we struggle with all that this brings with it. We will be able to see the success of the struggle in the coming years when the masters who are practicing now, no matter how they were initiated and prepared, have reached an advanced age and have accumulated years of practice. From that vantage point, we will more readily see how the differences in Reiki practice have affected the lives of these students.